find out. Nobody's gone, nobody's gone, nobody's gone. It's coming back. Nobody's gone, nobody's gone, nobody's gone. It's coming back. Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us. Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! Oh, that's all? You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitz Cell Hall, room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello.
What's up, everybody? A little late. I played a couple songs there for you guys before I was talking. Was chatting up with our show before, Magnus Chanel, right? But, yeah, Obscurities with Magnus, great show. He's playing some good stuff. He was showing me some cool stuff. But, yep, now we're on. My name's Andrew Trebilcock. This is Whatever I Want. But, yeah, first song I played was A Glimpse of Heaven, Flat Sound. And second song was, let's see, I got some CDs here in the studio. Was My Beautiful Blue Sky by Moby from his album Ambient. But yeah, so I got a good lineup for you guys today. I'm going to play some good stuff. So let's chillax. Listen, I'm going to play Constellations by Duster. So here it goes. Okay, Constellations by Duster. Was that last song? That's from their album Stratosphere. It's a great one. But yeah, so today's vibes. What are we thinking? I was looking at like just like my list of songs that I wanted to play today, and they're all like green album covers. And you know, it is March 1st today. You know, St. Patrick's time, so a lot of green today. So the next album, the last song, Constellations by Dust or Stratosphere, green. It's a great album cover. I love that one. Roommate Jack loves that record. We both love Duster. So speaking of Duster, this next song, it's called No More Like That by a solo project called Eophon. Eophon? I don't know how to pronounce it, but this album I recently learned was the singer for that last band, Duster, has his own like solo project when the band broke up in around like 2000. It's called Birds in the Ground. It's a super cool acoustic album recorded on like a little four track in this guy's like bedroom. But I've been taking these guitar lessons this semester, and I had to pick a song that I'm supposed to learn for like the rest of the semester, and I'm just gonna be working on like every day. And this song I'm about to play is the one that I picked, and it's a little challenging, I think, for me, because I'm kind of like beginner on guitar. Like, there's some harmonics in the song, but I'm gonna try my best, and we'll see how I do. Maybe I'll play it for you guys if I learn the song ever. But yeah, so this song is called No More Like That by Eophon. I don't know how to pronounce it, I'm sorry. But yeah, No More Like That from the album Birds in the Ground. So, here it is. No More Like That. Eophon, maybe. Cool song. Yeah, I'm trying to learn that on guitar right now, so we'll see. Godspeed to me. But yeah, next up, gonna play some New Order. Little different vibe than the last few songs. Gonna make it a little upbeat in here. The song's called The Perfect Kiss by New Order. You might know it. It was in the movie Marty Supreme. I think I actually might have. Maybe I played this last week. I don't really remember. I played a song from Low Life. I know that. I think I played Subculture. I don't know if I played Perfect Kiss. But, oh my God. Wait. Right now in the studio, there's like a window. And it like looks out into like the lounge area of the studio. And like every time I get here at like 5:50, all the like bright fluorescent lights are on in the studio and like in the whole room. And I feel like I'm having like a stroke because the lights are so bright and my brain can't handle it. But the timer just went off on all the lights, and they all just turned off. So now there's just these, like, rainbow Christmas lights in the studio, and it's very nice. Especially, I got this song playing in the back of my freaking headphones right now. It's awesome. But, yeah, so the song is The Perfect Kiss, and then I'll let the other song play. So I'm going to play The Perfect Kiss by New Order, and then after that, I'm going to play After All by Mojave 3. And I'll talk about it after. So, enjoy.
Let's go out and have some fun. I know
Okay, so Perfect Kiss, New Order, and After All by Mojave 3. Been talking about a lot about Mojave 3 recently. Some friends have been getting into them recently. Yeah, it's a band I've loved for a long time. If you know the show, you know I'm a really big Slow Dive fan. So Mojave 3 is like an offshoot of Slow Dive, singers from Slow Dive, and I think like one of the members did that project like between the recordings of like Pygmalion. But I'm a really big fan of Pygmalion. That's one of my favorite like ambient records. But yeah, Ask Me Tomorrow by Mojave 3 is a lot of similar vibes to that last song. Very slow acoustic, but they also have like some like folk type, like alternative folk albums. But yeah, I love them. I love the singer of both the singers of Slow Dive. So yeah, that song was After All. Next up, I'm gonna play some Stereolab, another fan favorite on the show. We play a lot of Stereolab. This is gonna be from their big album Dots and Loops. If you're familiar. The Flower Called Nowhere is on there, Miss Modular. But we're going to be playing Prisoner of Mars. That's the next song. So here it is.
Expressing
That was Prisoner of Mars by Stereolab. Awesome. That album is so dang good. Dots and Loops. It's very popular for a reason. If you're not familiar with Stereolab, definitely check them out. But yeah, there's a lot of really great tracks on Dots and Loops. Miss Modular, Flower Called Nowhere, Rainbow Conversation. Very good. I don't even know. Very avant pop, if you would. But yeah, it's like a, they got like a friend, the woman, the girl that sings for Stereolab, she's French. And I think the rest of the band is British. I think they formed in London. But yeah, she sings in a little bit of French in her song. I like it. Me and my roommate used to call them, like, good elevator music. Because it's really good. But it kind of sounds like elevator music, you know? But next up, okay. I might torture you guys for a couple songs here because I've been super, one of my favorite bands. I've been really into them again recently. My Bloody Valentine. It's kind of sucked the past few months, but like I use Spotify when I'm like listening to music at home or like if I'm like on the road or something. And they took their album Loveless off of Spotify and all streaming platforms, actually. It's quite tragic because that album is amazing. A lot of people say it's like kind of like the groundbreaking like beginning of shoegaze music, which is debatable, but Loveless is really good. But like I do like some of their other stuff a little bit more than Loveless, but it's like it's a staple, you know. You should have access to Loveless. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why it's off. Because, like, it shows up, but, you, like, you can't stream it. I read that online. Maybe they're, like, remastering it. Because they have been touring a little bit of, like, Europe and Asia the past few months. I don't know if that's still going on. But the past few months, they've been, like, touring Europe and stuff. Wish they would come to the U.S., my favorite band. But, so I'm going to play, like, three My Bloody Valentine songs in a row, if you guys don't mind. Two are going to be from my favorite little EP, 1988 to 1991, Rare Tracks. Super. Like, that's some of their best songs, I think, in that little EP. But I'm going to play the song Sugar, and then I'm going to play Good For You, and then I'm going to play Moon Song. You're not going to remember that. It's okay. I'll just say the name and I'll shut up and then I'll play the songs. But yeah, so this song is called Sugar. I've been listening to it like every day, past like week. Really hypes me up. I don't know, it's not really hype, but it's good. It's really good. I love My Bloody Valentine sound. So yeah, so the song's called Sugar. Enjoy it.
Tonight.
Sugar, My Bloody Valentine. Next, Good For You, My Bloody Valentine. Stay tuned. Okay, Good For You, My Bloody Valentine. Up next, Moon Song, My Bloody Valentine. Stay tuned.
Okay.
You guys still there? You guys didn't tune out? I hope not. But yeah, so those last three songs all were by My Bloody Valentine. Great band. Probably, it's got to be in the top five, like, greatest of all time. Like, best to ever do it. At least in my opinion. But yeah, that last song, Moon Song, man, that song has done wonders for me. I used to listen to that song so much, and I still do. I don't know, something about it, man. I'm talking to my roommate right now. We're trying to start actually making some music because we've both been trying to learn some stuff. You know, my roommate plays the keys. I'm trying a little bit of guitar stuff. I just got this, like, six-track Tascam, like, Porta Studio. So it's an awesome piece of gear. I was reading about it, and like Aphex Twin was using the same thing, Duster, when they first started it out, you know? I'm very blessed to have that. Got it for free, too. But yeah, you know, we got break in about 10 minutes. Got a break at 7 o'clock, play some ads for you guys. If you're just tuning in, my name is Andrew Trebilcock. This is Whatever I Want. We're on every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Play some of my favorite stuff that I'm listening to at the moment. But next up, this song is called Crushing by Loves, Lies, Crushing. I played one of their songs previously. A little bit smaller of a group, but some cool, like, honestly, you, when you hear it, you can hear how they were inspired by, like, My Bloody Valentine stuff. It's very, like, distorted, kind of shoegaze stuff. It's good, and beautiful vocals. They were actually in the early 90s, they were together, so maybe they were just a part of that, like, underground shoegaze sound back in the 90s. But yeah, so this song is called Crushing. It's gonna crush.
Thank you.
Okay. That was crushing. Love's Lies Crushing. I was elevated during that song. That was actually crazy. With the speakers in the studio, I wish you guys can hear that. I hope you guys are listening on some decent speakers right now. Because that was beautiful. Love music, man. Love that. I love that. Yeah, that was Crushing by Love's Lies Crushing. From their album Blow Eyelash Ish. Check it out if you like that. Next up, Rocket Ship. That's the name of the band. We're going to play a song by them called It's Gonna Be Soon from their album Rarities. Recently, they just announced a little tour they're doing. Wow. I love Rocket Ship. I've been a fan of them for a while now. Their album Kisses Are Promises is classic. I mean, but man, I really hope they come to New York right now because I need to see them. They're pretty small. I think they're based in like Portland. It's like that Pacific Northwest area. There was kind of like a similar sound that was brewing up in like early 2000s, 90s in that Portland area. Shout out Portland. But yeah, super cool stuff. I really hope they come to the East Coast. I would love to see them. Yeah, check out their album Kisses Are Promises if you don't know them. You might like it. It's happier. They have some sad songs, but yeah, so this song I'm going to play is called It's Gonna Be Soon. It's going to be right now, actually. It's going to be playing right now. I swear the crackling was from that song. I guess anything's a creative decision, but weird creative decision, but because that was actually kind of annoying, the crackling. But that was just me. I don't know. Maybe you guys didn't even notice it, but I have it like blasting in the studio, all the songs, and it was kind of irritating. But hey, sure, Rocket Ship, do whatever you guys want. But yeah, we're on break. 4 minutes going. Gonna play some ads for you guys. But yeah, so I'll play like, maybe I can fit like two little short songs if I shut up right now. So I'm gonna play Duster and maybe I'll have time to play a background song. So we'll see. 4 minutes till break. So I'm gonna shut up. I'll talk to you guys like 7:02. So stay put. Don't move. If you turn off the show, I swear to God, I'll leave the studio right now and I'll turn it back on. Keep it on. Okay. I'm sorry.
evening, and it's just...
Sorry.
Show me a pay stub for $72,000 and I quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.